Over 5.5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, according to the Alzheimer's Association. With the majority of that population over the age of 60, people living with Alzheimer's often need help from caretakers, friends, and family. WFHB correspondent Arjun Balasundaram visited a fundraising event for the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is scheduled for September 24th. He brings us this story for today's WFHB Community Report.
The kickoff party for the Walk to End Alzheimer's initiative was held at Bryan Park. The walk on September 24th will be a circular route starting and ending at Bryan Park and consist of a 1-mile loop and a 3-mile loop. Rebecca Nunley, chairman of the planning committee for the walk, hopes to have close to 1,000 people attend and wants to spread the word about the severity of Alzheimer's and dementia.
So the walk really is about raising funds and also raising awareness for dementia and Alzheimer's disease in the community, and working towards trying to find a cure, working towards educating people and providing support for those families who are living with the disease.
On the day of the walk, Nunley said there will be a carnival atmosphere around the event with food, drinks, games, sticky tattoos for kids, and face painting available for walkers and bystanders alike. Nunley said fundraising will continue until the day of the walk.
The fundraising is all for the Alzheimer's Association, but then they use the funds for three different things. They use it for research towards a cure. They use it towards education for the community and letting people know about the disease and how to. And its effects, and they use it for support.
The kickoff party was attended by families of people living with Alzheimer's and others who wanted to register for the walk. The party hosted activities for children on the Bryan Park lawn. Janice Gerkensmeyer lives with Alzheimer's disease and has been living away from her family at an Alzheimer's home called Jill's House.
The things I forget, I can always kind of figure around them, you know, so it usually isn't obvious, and but it takes a little extra work than if I didn't have Alzheimer's and dementia, and I know that I'm getting better. I'm the medications that I was on have been changed. Part of that has made me actually feel happier and better.
Gerkensmeyer, who has a doctorate in psychiatric nursing, described the challenges faced by caretakers of people like her.
I think unless you've had the experience and worked through some things around that, it can be pretty threatening. Some of the behaviors can be bizarre, not always. Even close family can have a feeling that, you know, I can't bear this anymore, you know. So, it's a challenge.
Wendy Rubin, whose husband was diagnosed with the disease in 2009, has been a part of this walk since September 20th, 2013, 5 days before her husband passed away.
My children, our children were very caring, and they both lived out of town, one in California and one in Madison, Wisconsin at the time. But when they would come and visit, they would talk to him, and as though he were, I mean, he's their dad, and they loved him and were very kind and gentle with him, to which he responded. But we have pictures on the refrigerator of our family of children and grandchildren, and he actually didn't recognize them in their pictures. And they would say their name, "Hi, Dad, I'm your daughter Elizabeth," or "I'm your son Peter." And, you know, he would hug them and kiss them, but it didn't stay with him who they were. And after a time, he didn't know who I was either. He did not know I was his wife. He thought I was a friend. One day he said to me, "You know, if I were ever going to get married, I'd want to marry you," which I thought was very sweet.
The kickoff party for the Walk to End Alzheimer's included a message board on which people wrote encouraging words for people living with the disease. Erin Kingsead, whose father has been living with Alzheimer's, stressed the difficulties involved in taking care of family members living with the disease.
It's really hard to take care of someone that's suffering from Alzheimer's. For us, it was really, really difficult to keep him at home. We had to end up moving him to a nursing home because of just the safety precautions that we had to take. So for us, it was really, really important that we moved him somewhere where he would be safe and comfortable, because having him home just as a risk of him walking out, we don't know where he's going to end up, and also just safety precautions like setting fires to the house or other kinds of stuff like that.
Kingseed has also been the largest fundraiser for the walk in Bloomington for the past 2 years.
My favorite thing is just the Promise Garden ceremony, which is nationwide with Alzheimer's Association, but it's really, really cool to see everybody hold up their different colored flowers. The orange one is for if you're just there. The purple one is if you've lost someone to the disease. Yellow means you're a caregiver. And then blue is if you are living with the disease. And it's really, really impactful seeing the people with the blue flowers always raise it, because they're living with it and they make the effort to come fight for their disease.
Heather Kindertein is a caretaker at Jill's house. She said, a lot of what happens at Jill's house is uplifting.
Watching one another comfort each other, and families, they were playing music spontaneously, and just everybody, even the person who, the family, when they moved her in, they said, oh, I can't remember the name they used. It was something like curmudgeon. They said that she's a little bit of a, but when the music's playing, she's tapping her cane and smiling. In the evenings, they sit next to each other on the couch and watch movies, and they're all cuddled up with the blankets. They're making paper airplanes and throwing them off the balcony. You know, every day there's just heartwarming things that happen.
Door prizes were given at the Walk to End Alzheimer's kickoff for the most team members attending, the most funds raised to date, the most new team members signing up at the kickoff, and the most creative name. Two teams and about 15 people registered for the walk at the party. People can also register on the day of the walk or through www.alz.org. Kingseed urged people to pay more attention to the widely prevalent medical condition.
What has to be known is Alzheimer's can affect anybody. It could be someone that's 20 years old. It could be someone that's 90 years old. You just never know. And with the growth of the disease, it's important to get involved or try to make an effort to stop it, because there's a statistic out there that I think like really sticks with me. It's 1 in 6 people will be affected by Alzheimer's in like the next 20 years. And if you think about that, that means at least in your lifetime, you will meet someone that's affected by it. And it's important to get involved or to be aware of what it is, just because everyone will deal with it at some point.
Reporting for WFHB, I am Arjun Balasundaram.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's will take place on September 24th in Bryan Park.